We begin a new prayer focus for the next several months as we approach the new 2026-2027 school year on education and school issues. And on Fridays, we'll be praying for them for Monday through Thursday each week. And on Fridays, we'll focus on local issues and the environment. So we ask you to keep in mind right now that there are two fires in our county. The Nash Fire that's at 50% contained, 156 acres have been burnt. And the Inspiration Fire, 0% contained and 23 acres have burned. So according to the California Department of Education 2025 data and some surveys, it revealed some new and some continued issues public education faced. AB 3216 passed, a phone-free school act, now a law to help with classroom distractions and, according to them, mental health issues. Every school must have formal policies that limit or ban smartphone and smartwatch use during school hours. So they're considering different ways to protect the phones so that they can have them at the end of a day in lockable pouches or storage lockers. They passed SB 760, general gender-neutral bathrooms. Every campus has to have at least one all-gender unlocked restroom available all day. We continue to have a crisis in absenteeism. Last year, one in five California students missed 10% or more of the school year, which of course affects everything else in the education and in their learning and their retention and a bunch of other areas. So they have goaled to curb this crisis by 50% over 4 years. So a definite need for prayer, which we'll be lifting up here in a minute. And the test score gains, only less than 50% met or exceeded English standards, which is up 1.7% from last year. And only 37% met or exceeded the math standards. This is horrible. That's, again, up 1.7. So the good news is it went up almost 2% on both. The bad news is we are way below in standards. Proposition 98 gave $114.6 billion. That's less than last year's $115.3 billion to the schools and community colleges. What it was used for didn't state. They also went through with the universal transitional kindergarten, making available to a four-year-old across all the states. So, Father, we lift up each of these things. I know that each of them can have a direct impact and influence the public education standards. We know we're going to be praying for homeschooling, those that private Christian schools throughout this time. But right now we just lift up all the issues that are going to come from these different things. Lord, we pray that they will find a difference, a higher standard in absenteeism. For example, that they call the parents, that they give them, they have some sort of a warning, that the police are involved if children are gone, that they require some sort of medical statement from a doctor if they're gone more than a certain period of time, that they make it a big deal that they need to be in school. Well, we pray for parents to find reasons to not take them out and to see the purpose and plan of getting them there and getting them there on time. For higher standards in the scores, that they would stop teaching to the testing and instead that they would teach them so that they would learn math and learn English. We pray the money will be used wisely, this billions of dollars. And Father, we pray that the TK will not be government-run, infiltrating, wokeism, CRT, all the wrong kinds of teaching to the young ones, that they will give them a place where they can learn the basics and also learn the high standards and morals. We give this all to you, Lord. It's a big thing, but we're going to pray about them one by one. We thank you that you are Lord, even of the education and school, which we know employs a lot of people in our county, state, cities, and country. In Jesus' name.